This is the Composer's Datebook for April 28th. I'm John Zek. Despite its relation to both the physics of sound and pure mathematics, music, for most people, including composers, is essentially an emotional language. And that's the case with this rather abstract orchestral piece, which premiered in Rochester, New York on today's date in 1938. The music was by a then 22-year-old American composer named David Diamond and bears the title Elegy in Memory of Ravel. 9 years earlier, as a precocious adolescent, Diamond had met Ravel during the French composer's American tour of 1928. Ravel was impressed with the lad's talent and encouraged Diamond to pursue a career in music, as did George Gershwin, who served on a jury that awarded one of Diamond's work's first prize. Diamond lost both these important mentors in 1937 with the sudden deaths of first Gershwin and then Ravel. The day after learning of Ravel's death, Diamond began work on his Elegy. In an interview many decades later, Diamond recalled, "It is an expression of terrible loss. As the piece began to take shape, almost unconsciously, I heard it as a ritual, an elegy, but a ritualistic one. I asked that there be no applause at the end." The work's 1938 premiere was conducted by Howard Hanson, then the head of the Eastman School of Music and conductor of its famous orchestra. Diamond's modern, frankly dissonant idiom didn't sit well with Hanson's much more conservative tastes. Diamond recalled Hanson asking, "David, why do you have to write such modern music?" Even so, Hanson respected both Diamond and his music enough to conduct the new piece. For more on this and other pieces by David Diamond, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.